Talking today with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we haven't had a chance to really talk about this crop for a few weeks, and unfortunately, it's kind of gone down pretty well straight downhill.
Yeah, Ron. You know, a few weeks ago, I still had promised that there is going to be good potential for the wheat crop in the state of Oklahoma for this 2014 harvest. But no doubt, with the lack of moisture that we've seen and the high winds over the past 3 to 4 weeks, pretty much from southwest on up into central and northwest corridors of the state, the wheat crop is really hurting.
Now, there have been a few scattered places that have got maybe up to an inch of rain over the last month or so. Those areas maybe still are hanging on.
Those areas are hanging on, but what you're seeing out in the fields, even in the central parts of the state where I was out yesterday looking, it seems that in those areas that the crop is blooming a lot, especially on the terrace tops and in the corners of the field where the crop was double sowed. No doubt we are seeing stress on the crop. And the other areas where we haven't seen the moisture, you look out in the field and you see browning and you think that it's because of lack of nitrogen. And it's really not because the producers didn't decide to top dress. It's because the nitrogen has never moved into the root zone of the plant because it's never had the moisture to take it there. And so we're seeing the lack of nitrogen in the plant just because of the lack of moisture. And no doubt having a serious impact on the crop all over the state. I think if you go up into the northern region of the state along the I-35 corridor and get east of I-35, up along Ponca City, up into the Newkirk area, that's still an area of the state that looks very favorable, kind of the bright spot of the state. The irrigated wheat out in the panhandle, we still have hope that that's going to be promising. But overall, dryland wheat, except for maybe a small area in Beaver County in the panhandle region, is pretty much gone.
Of course, now the crop is later this year than normal. That probably is maybe a good thing to give us at least a chance for some rains here in April.
I think if you talk with producers in the central and northwestern parts of the state, if we could get moisture this coming week, it could be salvaged. I mean, there's still a lot of tillers out in the field. Prospects looked good 2 to 3 weeks ago. The plan is there, but it just needs the moisture so it can continue to function and grow. You get down into the southwestern regions of the state and the far southern tips of the state, it's a different story, especially down in Jackson, Harmon County. If you look at the mesonet sites for just rainfall averages from the far southwest tip of Oklahoma on up into Cimarron County up in the panhandle, there's areas that have gone 102 to 152 days in most of those regions without less than 0.3 to 0.2 of moisture. And then, you know, when you have a situation like that, you can have all the best genetics in the world for wheat breeding. You still have to have moisture to grow that crop, and those areas significantly are hurting right now.
And so we're almost at that turning point of no moisture means probably zeroing out or very close to zeroing out the crop.
I think if you get down in the far southern part of the state, that's what that means. I think it's going to take a lot of moisture here this coming week if we're going to salvage anything in those regions.
Overall, are we seeing some things come along and further damaging the crop beyond just the dry conditions?
We have seen in some areas where brown wheat mite has been showing up, and so producers can go on to osu.com. They can find that information on a blog that Jeff Edwards does put out about what they can do to combat some of those issues. At first, we were seeing that in the southern parts of the state, but we have seen that now in some areas of the northwestern regions of the state.
I know that one good thing, I guess, is the fact that the word we're getting from Bob Hunger, no disease problems.
Overall, things look very well throughout the state, not seeing a lot of disease problems at all, nothing being reported at this time.
As you take a look at the overall status of the crop, in other words, it has shown more and more of the crop each week in these weekly crop updates we've had thus far this spring going into the poor to very poor category. That's pretty well right on, right?
I would say that last week, USDA was showing that 44% of the crop was in the very poor to poor category, 39% fair, 17% good. I think this coming week when they come out with their report, no doubt that that area that is in the good category is certainly going to be moving down to the fair to very poor categories.